大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来跑我们的重建圣殿之旅。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to run the, to build this temple.
以色列百姓回归耶路撒冷，就是要重建圣殿。
The Israelites, when they returned, they were to rebuild the temple.
你跟我被主耶稣拣选，在基督里，就是要重建属灵的殿。
Today, we are called by Lord Jesus, we are to rebuild our spiritual temple.
这个圣殿就是我们自己的信仰。
And this temple is referring to our own faith.
当我们每个人都把自己的信仰重建好。
If we can all rebuild our own faith.
那合在一起，我们的整个家庭就是一个属灵的殿。
And if we put together, this is our spiritual family.
把所有弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，真教会就会得到完全。
And if all the brothers and sisters rebuild their temple, then the church will become perfect.
但是这个工作还没有建好。
However, this work is still ongoing.
在第四章里面记载敌人有几种破坏阻挡的方法。
In chapter 4, it records the enemies has a few methods to oppose them.
昨天我们讲了第一种。
Yesterday, we talked about the first method.
敌人想要渗透进来，来做混乱的工作。
The first method is that the enemy try to get involved and try to destroy.
表面上说我们彼此都是可以合作，我们都是一样的。
On the surface, they say that we are all the same, we can cooperate.
其实他们的信仰并不一样。
But in actual fact, we know they have a different faith.
他们的动机也不一样。
They have a very different motive.
在末世的真教会要传扬真道。
In the end time, when our true church try to preach the truth,
我们是要强调我们的信仰跟别人的不一样。
We need to emphasize that our faith is different from others.
不是为了要自高骄傲。
It's not to say that we are being proud.
而是要强调是回归圣经。
But we need to emphasize that we need to go back to the Bible.
我们不是说我们教会怎么做，我们教会怎么信。
We're not talking about our church do it this way or that way.
我们是强调圣经怎么讲，圣经要我们怎么做。
Rather, we emphasize the Bible teaches us to do it this way or that way.
我们不能跟别人妥协。
We must not compromise with other people.
像十月就是一个 Halloween 的季节，那个万圣节。
For example, the month of October is the there's a Halloween holiday.
小朋友，我的邻居，你的邻居都会把家里布置得非常的有节日的气氛。
And we'll see that our neighbors will decorate their home and as a holiday.
你可能一刚子来到加拿大，觉得这个很好玩，跟大家都一样。
Maybe when you first immigrated to Canada, you thought, this is very fun. It seems very interesting.
有一些教会，其他的外教派。
Under church, under denominations.
他们甚至在 Halloween 那一天呢，安排一些节日的活动，让小朋友不要去外面拿糖，直接来教会团契或者是聚会。
And they even have hold their own activity in the church so that their children won't go outside to ask for candies.
但是其实这些文化的背后就是异端的邪说，还有异教的之风。
And we know that behind these holidays, there actually it has heresies behind it.
再过两个月的圣诞节也是一样。
And also the Christmas.
基督徒啊，没有不清楚圣诞节的，在外面。
Also the
Christmas.
Christmas is also the same thing.
但是按照圣经，这个没有这个记载，也没有这个教训。
And we know that in Bible it never records on such thing as
Christmas. 圣诞节根本就是拜太阳的，就偶像的一个节日。
We know that Christmas is actually is a day that worshiping the sun.
十二月二十五号本来用来拜太阳。
Because originally, December 25th is the day that pagan used to worship the sun.
跟主耶稣出生一点关系都没有。
It has nothing to do with the birth of Christ.
但是整个基督教界几千年来的这个文化跟传统已经变质了。
However, due to the tradition and of the Christianity and all these things has changed.
表面上好像都一样，每一个教会都一样。
On the surface, seems that every church are all the same.
但是圣殿只有一个。
However, we know there were only one temple.
只有一个是神所应许、神所同在的。
And it's only one temple that's promised by God, abided by God.
这个界限一定要分得很清楚。
So we must know the line very clearly.
这两天我们透过赵传道的给我们分享了《弥迦书》还有《以弗所书》，都有共同的这个主题。
So these few days we learn from preacher. told that from the book of Micah and also from the book of Ephesians, they have one common thing.
不用再做别的根基。
That we don't need to find another foundation.
不要自己乱了阵脚。
We shouldn't lose our ground.
真理是永远不改变的。
Because truth will never change.
第二个魔鬼的或者是敌人的方法就是让他们恐惧。
And the second method of an enemy is that they try to cause fear inside people's heart.
你自己害怕了，你就脚软，你就没有办法做下去了。
Because when people they have this heart of fear, they can't do anything.
那第三个仇敌的方法。
And then the third method of the enemy.
第七节。
Verse 7.
亚达谢西年间，比斯兰米特米特利达他别和他们的同党上本奏告波斯王亚达谢西，本章是用亚兰文字，亚兰的方言。第八节。
Verse 8.
省长利宏书记申刷要控告耶路撒冷人，也上本奏告亚达谢西王。这里是记载他们另外一种手法，就是要控告以色列人。
Here records another method the enemy did is they accused the Israelites.
他们渗透没有用。
And they couldn't get involved.
恐吓没有用。
And they tried to scare them, but there was no use.
他们就直接用一个法律的手段。
So they tried to go through this way of the law.
就用一个写咒文，就直接要控告给波斯国的帝王，让他来处理这件事情。
So they write a letter and to the king of Persia, try to accuse Israelites.
他们把犹太人讲得很难听。
And they say very badly about the Israelites.
说他们呢是背叛的。
They say they are rebellious.
没有忠心的。
That they are not loyal.
盖这个圣殿的动机的是坏的。
That they have very bad motive behind rebuilding the temple.
以后盖好之后呢，他们就会做反了，就会造反了，就不纳税了。
They accuse them after they build up this temple, they will not pay tax anymore.
然后你如果王让他们盖得完的话呢，以后你就没有好日子过了，国家也会受到亏损了。
So they tell the king that if after they rebuild the temple, the king won't have an easy life because they will rebel.
这个就是第三个他们的手法。
So that's the third method they use.
其实这种控告其实从撒旦，从魔鬼来的。
We know this type of accusation, it comes from Satan.
魔鬼的工作从开始到现在没有改变过。
The work of Satan since the beginning has never changed.
魔鬼很会控告人。
Satan is really good at accusing people.
像约伯记的一开始。
Just like in the book of Job.
神跟撒旦说。
In the beginning, when God said to Satan,
你没有看到我的仆人那么好，约伯他是完全正直的。
Have you seen my servant Job? He is upright.
但是魔鬼就控告了。
However, Satan accused.
我们看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Job, chapter
1. 约伯记的第一章的第九节。
Job chapter 1, verse 9.
约伯记第一章第九节。
Job chapter 1.Verse 9.
撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无辜的呢？你岂不是视为圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的么？他所手做的多蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上正多。”第十一节。
Verse 11.
你此伸手毁他所有的，他必当面弃掉你。这个就是撒旦的控告。
This is the accusation from Satan.
什么叫控告？
What is an accusation?
控告就是讲一些很假的、很负面的话。
Accusation is to say something very negative.
然后呢，讲一些虚假的，然后讲一些负面的话来伤害那个一个人。
Is to say something negative or falsely to accuse a person.
破坏别人的关系。
Because it will destroy other people's relationship.
特别是破坏人跟神的关系。
Especially, it destroys the relationship between man and God.
或是人与人之间的关系。
Or destroy the relationship between man.
这一招是魔鬼常用的。
And this is a scheme that used quite often by the Satan.
约伯记这里是讲得很清楚。
So it's very clearly recorded in this book of Job.
在撒迦利亚书第三章也有记载。
Also in the book of Zechariah chapter 3.
我们看撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let's look at the book of Zechariah chapter 3.
这也是撒旦呢在阻挡这个大祭司约书亚的工作。
Here is also recording that Satan tried to oppose the work of the chief priest Joshua.
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
这是他们在重建圣殿。
Here they also try to rebuild the temple.
但是大祭司约书亚他可能某一些行为也不好，他灵里面呢好像穿着不洁的衣服。
However, this high priest Joshua, he didn't have a good conduct, so in spirit, he had a unclean cloth.
所以三章第一节就是说，撒旦就站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
So here says that the Satan was standing, beside Joshua and tried against him.
所以魔鬼的工作就是控告。
So the work of Satan is to accuse people.
我们看再看，这个罗马书第八章。
Let's also refer to Book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
罗马书八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
这里说，主耶稣下来给我们救恩，这是要对付魔鬼的控告，来停止魔鬼的控告。
He tells us that when Lord Jesus came to earth, it's come here to help us to oppose the work of Satan.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了。
Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen.
而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边也替我们祈求。
And who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us?
神是光，魔鬼是黑暗。
Our God, he is light, and Satan is darkness.
神是创造，魔鬼是破坏。
God is to create, but Satan is to destroy.
破坏的方法就是控告。
And the way to destroy is by accusation.
所以今天其实魔鬼啊，常常控告我们。
So actually today, Satan always accuses us.
控告我们的软弱。
He accuses our weaknesses.
但是主耶稣用他的宝血。
Our Lord Jesus, he used his blood.
所以我们相信他。
And therefore we believe in him.
接受他的洗礼。
We accept the water baptism.
你犯了罪。
When we sin.
悔改。
We repent.
魔鬼就没有办法再控告了。
And Satan has no way to accuse us.
神说我都原谅他，你还告他什么？
Because God said, I already forgive him. How can you accuse him?
我的儿女肯悔改啊，我已经替他死了。
Now my children, we need to repent. I already died for them.
他做不到的，但是我接纳他。
Even he can't do it, but I accept them.
我为他流血。
That I shed my blood for them.
而且神的恩典，神的怜悯，就把魔鬼的控告挡住了。
So God's mercy and God's love stopped the accusation of Satan.
你要破坏一个人，你要害死一个人，你就是控告他。
So if you try to trap for a person, you try to accuse them.
如果你的生命啊，你的生活当中啊，常常都很负面。
So in our life, we've been very negative.
你常常对别人说别人的坏话。
We often talk bad things behind other people.
无论这个坏话是真的还是假的。
It doesn't matter what you talk about is true or false.
这个都很可能是魔鬼用你的嘴来控告别人。
It's very we have to watch out that it could be Satan try to use our mouth to accuse other people.
有一些人呢，对自己的配偶不是很满意。
Sometimes, some people they are not very satisfied with their own spouse.
他们到处跟别人讲自己配偶的不好。
So they go around and talk bad things behind their own spouse.
这种是最笨的。
And that's the most dumb thing to
do. 因为你跟别人讲你的配偶不好啊，你配偶听到别人传回去了，他不会改，他反而会变得更不好。
Because if you talk badly about your spouse to other people, and if when your spouse find out, they will treat you even worse.
所以更糟糕的是，你在别人面前骂他。
What's even worse is you scorn your spouse in front of other people.
在别人面前嫌他。
You put your spouse down in front of other people.
那这种负面的那种控告啊，或者是那种讲啊，那种讲一些不是很实在的，那会让关系更差。
So if you always say the negative things, you will cause your relationship become worse.
跟我们的儿女也是一样。
And same towards our children.
有些人一讲了他儿女啊，都会讲负面的话。
And sometimes whenever they talk about their children, they always say negative things.
所以他们就没有办法重新得力。
And it causes their children not to be able to have confidence in themselves.
你的嘴巴是不是常常控告人呢？
So we have to reflect upon ourselves. Do we always accuse others?
我们对教会啊，是不是常常那种控告啊，或者那种负面的那种言论呢？
Do we always accuse our own church and have negative point, negative view on our church?
有一些不高兴的事情啊，就随便打在网上来发表呢。
Sometimes if we see something wrong in the church, we just post on the website.
这样控告给别人看，是被魔鬼利用。
Because if we accusing like this, then we're being used by Satan.
你家里有问题，你会把它你跟你婆婆的吵架，或者是你跟你老婆的吵架放上网上，大家知道吗？
So if we fight with our spouse, we post the content in the website.
如果有的，就是那种控告的那种感觉。如果有这样做，就好像你在控告。
Because if you're doing so, you're actually making an accusation.
破坏关系。
You are destroying relationship.
所以敌人呢会鼓动大家的互相来控告。
So the enemy will try to stir up, so we accuse each other.
当你在互相控告的时候，大家的关系就不好。
And if we start to accusing each other, then the relationship won't get any better.
气氛就不好。
The atmosphere will be very strange.
但是神要我们用另外一个方法。
However, God wants us to do another way.
他的保险，他的爱。
That he use his love, his blood.
控告没有用了。
Accusation is no longer any use.
你要为这个人祷告。
We have to pray for that person.
你要用爱。
We must use love.
来感动。
To touch.
所以我们要小心，我们到底常常是控告呢，还是我们常常代祷？
So we have to often remind ourselves: Are we often accusing others, or we often intercede for others?
看回来，以斯拉记的第四章。
So let's turn back to Ezra chapter 4.
这封控告的信呢，就达到王的手中了。
So this letter of accusation reached the hand of the king.
那个王呢，一看。
So when the king took a look,
他就有所反应。
So he had a reaction.
从17节到22节呢，就说了。From
verse 17 to 22, it tells us.
王读到这个信呢，就相信当中的言论。And
when the king read it, he believed in the letter.
他就下旨。And
then he gave an edict.
用第二十一节。Verse
21.
现在的王就下旨了，叫这些人要停工。So
the king gave a command, asked them to stop the project.
这个城不能建造。
That they should no longer build a city.
等我，直到我再这样子说可以才可以动。
Until I give another command.
然后呢，何必使王受亏损呢？
So why should damage increase to the herd of the kings?
我们看这个王啊，觉得他好像很笨。
On the surface, it seems that this king is quite dumb. Now he doesn't have wisdom.
别人讲什么，讲得很好听，他就相信。
Now whatever other people say, he believed.
他就降旨要停工。
Now he just given command to stop the project.
其实今天很多人跟这个王都一样。
However, today many of us are like this king.
人都比较喜欢听到小道消息，偷偷告诉一个秘密，你不要告诉别人。
Sometimes we like to other people to tell us a secret and asking us not to tell other people.
偷偷告诉你教会一些事情啊，你不要跟别人讲。
And then they will tell you something and something about church and ask you not to tell anybody else.
他们很离谱啊。
Oh, they are very ridiculous.
他们不负责任哦。
They have been very irresponsible.
他们很腐败哦。
They were really corrupted.
哇，你听了就好像捡到什么宝这样说，哎呀，怎么可以这样子？那你也告诉别人。
And when you heard about it, you feel like you found a treasure, and then you go and then spread around.
然后呢，就好像说，哎呀，对呀，怎么可以这样子？
And we say, we agreed, and we say, oh, how can he do this?
听到对人的谣言，对教会的谣言，对自己家人的谣言，你都不查考清楚，你就相信。
And when we heard all these rumors towards our church, towards our family, and we don't even do a search, and we just believe them.
这样就中了魔鬼的诡计啊。If
we do so, we've been tricked.
所以我们要刚刚赵传道勉励我们，我们夫妻之间要沟通。
So just now, Preacher Zhou, he encouraged us that in between husband and wife,
人与人之间也要沟通。
Between husband and wife, we must communicate.
尤其是已经有谣言，已经有一些不理解的事的时候。
And also, we must communicate between people, especially when you have something that you don't understand.
你不了解，不要随便相信。
And if there's something that you don't know, you shouldn't just casually believe.
你不懂，不要随便评论。
And if you don't know, you don't comment.
我们就单纯的来敬拜神。
We should just simply worship God.
把信心放在神的身上。
That we put our faith on God.
对人的软弱，没有什么兴趣去知道。
And concerning man's weaknesses, we shouldn't show our interest to know it.
谁对谁错，主耶稣来做最后的判断。
Whatever is right or wrong, we let God do the judgment.
但是很多人都喜欢当王啊，听一听我就决定了。
But sometimes we like to be the king, we like to decide ourselves.
这样就会影响圣功。
And this will affect the holy word.
教会最怕就是很多谣言啊，飞来飞去，都是不实在的，对人与人之间也好，对教会也好，这个就是对教会阻挡圣功的一个很大的力量。
What can really oppose the holy work is that the rumors going around the church and everybody just spread the rumor all around.
所以我们要警醒。
So we must be alert.
听到什么谣言，别人的话，负面的，听到你那边停止了，不要再讲，我不想再听。
Because whenever you heard a rumor from other people, you stop right there and you tell the other person, I don't want to hear about it anymore.
你从哪里听回来的？
You should question them, where did you get it from?
你也是听回来的，你也不要讲。
If you also heard from somebody else, you should stop spreading it.
你也是听回来的，你也不懂啊。
Because you also just heard it, you didn't really understand.
随便评论。
You shouldn't just casual comment.
因为魔鬼啊。 的敌人呢，就是希望我们互相的控告，互相的谣言，互相很容易的相信，来破坏教会的工作。
Because this is what devil wants. They want us to accuse each other and to cause no harmony in the church.
到最后的这个王的命令下来了，他们就那些敌人就用势力啊，强迫他们停工了。
So in verse 23 it tells us when the king gave the command, they with the letter on hand, they tried to stop the work.
所以这种外来的势力，政治的势力啊，就是也是一种圣工的阻挡。
So this political power is also can also oppose the church work.
像王的令下来了，他们不能违背。
Now the order of the king already reached them, and they cannot disobey.
啊，我们教会的发展过程当中呢，啊，也会遇到一些政治的阻碍。
So when our church try to develop, we also will affected by this political power.
在使徒时代，他们也是遇到罗马帝国的这个政治的阻挡。
In the apostolic church, in the apostolic time, the apostles they also faced Roman government's opposition.
台湾教会三地的同龄也受到日本统治时代的这个打压。
Also in the Taiwan and churches in the mountain, they also encountered the Japanese government's opposition.
中国在1949年共产党接管中国之后，对信仰也是很多的这个压迫。
In China, ever since 1949, when China was established, the church was also opposed by the community.
但是这种外来的势力
会
暂时会。挡住这个圣工。
So the political power can temporarily stop the church work.
其实外来的势力不是最关键的。
However, this outside power is not the most important factor.
越逼迫啊，信仰越好。
Because sometimes the more oppression we get, the better faith we have.
关键是什么？
What's the key factor here?
这个圣工一停啊，就停了很久。
That when the holy work stopped, it stopped for a long time.
这里说被用势力停工的时候，大概是主前536年。
Here it says that around year 536, the work got stopped.
啊，直到第五章的第一节。
And all the way until chapter 5, verse 1.
当将他们呢，先知哈该还有撒加利亚在美利重建圣殿的时候呢，差不多是520或者是521。
When the prophet Haggai and Zechariah try to encourage to continue the work, it's already 520 BC.
对，中间他们停了多少年？
So in between how many years they stopped the work?
停了15-16年。
They stopped around 15-16 years.
那么这个是圣工最大的阻碍。
So this is the greatest obstacle of the work.
表面上看来是政府的势力。
Because on the surface, it seems it's stopped by the government.
其实到后来就不是了。
And later on, it's no longer so.
到后来的是百姓自己，他们失去了焦点。
It's later on the people they lost their own focus.
他们呢，生活过得很舒服。
They live a very comfortable life.
他们忘记啊，回来的目的就是要重建圣殿。
They forgot the reason that return is to rebuild the temple.
所以呢，停了很久。
That's why when they stop for a long time.
哇，那神看着就很着急了。
So when God look at this.He was very worried.
70年已经过去了，他们现在要回来建殿了，结果一停就停那么久，大家都不动。
Because the 70 years already passed, and now they stopped their work for such a long time.
怎么办呢？
What should we do?
神就差派两个先知。
Then God sent two prophets.
一个是哈该。
One is Haggai.
一个是撒加利亚。
The other is Zechariah.
这两个先知啊，奉神的名来说预言。
So these two prophets, he prophesied in the name of the Lord.
勉励百姓。
And he encouraged God. They encouraged God. They encouraged the people to rise up again.
所以哈该书跟撒加利亚书的背景就是这个勉励。
So the background behind the book of Haggai and Zechariah are about encouragement.
我们来稍微看一看哈该书。
Let's take a look at the book of Haggai.
哈该书的第一章。
Book of Haggai, chapter 1.
哈该书，哈该先知怎么勉励他们呢？
How did Prophet Haggai encourage the people?
我们看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1,
第二节
verse 2.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造神殿的时候尚未来到。
Verse 2, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the times that the Lord's house should be built.
哇，神在引用百姓的话。
God is using the word said by the people.
重建圣殿最大的阻挡是什么？
What is the biggest obstacle in building the temple?
过了15-16年之后，已经不是人的恐吓了。
Because Because after 15-16 years, it's no longer that people try to scare them.
也不是信仰上的混乱了。
It's no longer the chaotic in their own faith.
也不是敌人的控告了。
It's no longer the accusation from the enemy.
过了那么久，时间已经冲淡了这些阻挡了。
Because the time already passed and everything was dimmed.
现在最大的困难是人的信仰上不冷不热。
Right now, the biggest problem is that people's faith is no longer hot nor cold.
但是人是不会承认自己的不冷不热。
However, people would not admit to their lukewarm heart.
信主信久，我都很会引用圣经。
Because after they believing the Lord for a long time, they all know how to quote Bibles.
有一句话很好用。
There's one Bible verse. It seems to be
加起来是两句。
Well, actually, about two. They are quite very useful.
第一句话是神的时间。
That is, God's timing.
第二句话是神的一旨意。
Second is the will of God.
这两个神的时间跟神的旨意本来是圣经的观念是没有错。
Well, initially it's the concept in the Bible. It's right that we talk about God's time and God's will.
但是人在信仰上软弱的久了之后呢？
However, if a person when they've been weak in faith for a long time,
会为自己找一些借口。
Sometimes they will find excuse for themselves.
对自己的失败或者是对自己的懒惰会找借口。
They will find excuse for their failure and for their own laziness.
像圣殿遇到阻挡，你看我们已经开始了，变成阻挡啊。
So they can say we already started work, but we got opposition.
然后大家就开始把这个事放下了。
So people put the matters away.
开始盖自己的房子了。
They start to build their own house.
自己房子还住得不错，还有天花板的，不是这个露营的。
So the house was actually very nice. They have ceilings. It's not like it's not a tent.
这已经自己的房子早就盖好了。
They built their own house.
但是神的殿呢？还有只有几块石头在那边而已。
However, the temple of God only has few stones near.
神就很伤心，也很生气。
So God was quite angry.
但是百姓还有说法。
However, people at that time they can still talk back.
不是我们不要做了，神的时候还没有到。
It's not that we are not willing to do it, but rather God's timing is not right.
什么神的时候没有到？16年前神的时候已经到了。
What do you mean? God's time is not near yet. God's timing was already near 16 years ago.
你遇到困难没有靠神去克服困难
？When they faced difficulties, they didn't rely on God to overcome it.
是把这个责任推给神。
And then they push the responsibility back to God.
神给你机会，你没有把握住。
God gave them the opportunity, they didn't grab on it.
说哎呀，神的时候还没有到，神的旨意还没有到。
And then they just say, "Oh, God's timing is not near. God's will is not yet."
所以先知呢就奉神的名说了。
That's right. The prophet saying this in the name of Lord God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
那时，万耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？”
Then the word of the Lord came to by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your panelled houses and the temple to light in ruins?"
现在万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的缺少，你们吃却不饱，喝却不足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱，占工钱，闯在破落的囊中。
Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much, you are bringing little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into bag with holes.
先知就把问题点出来了。
And the prophet here pinpoint out the problem.
不是神的时候没有到。
It is not that God's time not yet to come.
是你们自己不冷不热。
It is because you are neither cold or warm.
你把神的殿就是信仰忽略了。
That you neglect your own faith.
只顾盖着自己的房屋，只顾着自己赚钱。
You are only cared about your own house. You only care about your own money.
结果神的殿荒凉。
And then the temple of God is lying in ruin.
你自己的生活也不好过。
And then also your life is not that smooth.
其实有时候我们的物质生活啊，或者是我们家庭的生活啊，得不得到祝福啊，是看你有没有把属灵的殿有建好。
Sometimes, whether or not our physical life are blessed by God, it depends on if we have built our spiritual temple.
如果老是顾着赚钱,
if we always think about making money,
或者只是买自己的房子,
or we just thinking about buying our own house,
会堂几十年都还没有盖起来,
the church is a few decades past, it never gets built.
你会发觉, 这个教会里面呢, 每一户都不会得到神的祝福。
Then we'll find that none of the church people will actually blessed by God.
或者是呢，只顾自己的生意，只顾自己的工作，但是不参与教会的圣工。
Or if people only care about their own business and they never partake in church holy work.
教会如果很软弱
，and church very weak.
教会如果很软弱，每一个家庭都会很软弱。
Because if church is weak, then all the families in the church will be weak.
如果教会很软弱，你的家也不会有多平安。
Because if a church is weak, then you, there won't be peace in your family.
因为都是连带的，我们的生命是连在一起的。
Because we are all connected together.
你回去就是盖圣殿，那你圣殿不盖起来，神怎么会祝福你？
Because the reason you went back is to rebuild a temple, and if you didn't rebuild the temple, how God is going to bless you?
所以有先知把这些很重的话，但是是很真的话，就讲出来。
So, prophet said these very heavy words to the people.
百姓也听了，好像被刀的针呢扎在心里面。
When the people heard this, it seems that their heart was cut.
所以我们今天也是一样。
So today is same.
我们活在世上啊，是要重建这个圣殿，重建这个信仰。
When we live in this on this earth, we try to rebuild our faith.
但是有时候我们忽略了这个信仰。
But we sometimes neglect our own faith.
我们会把信仰放在最人生的最后。
We put faith in the least important position of our life.
除非是有什么大问题啊，才会醒过来。
Only when certain big things happen, then we come to realization.
我们不要等到那个时候。
Let's not wait until then.
所以看回来以斯拉记第五章。
So let's look back to the book of Ezra, chapter 5.
在先知哈该还有撒加利亚奉神的名说预言之后呢？
So after the prophets make prophecy in the name of the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2.
然后所罗巴伯还有约书亚呢就起来动手建造神的殿。
Then Zerubbabel and Joshua, they rose up and begin to build the house of God.
神的先知啊，在那里帮助他们。
That the prophets of God were there to help them.
这里可以看到神的工再次动起来啊。
Here we see the work, the house of God started again.
你可以想象圣工停了16年、15年了，已经人的心已经淡掉了，已经没有动力了。
We can see that the holy work has been stopped for about 15 years, and people's heart already very calm.
已经灰心了。
They already lose their heart.
已经不想再工作了。
They don't want to work anymore.
有什么办法可以让人冷淡的心在这燃烧起来？
How can people's heart be burned up again from cold?
先知的预言。
The prophecy from the prophets.
圣灵的感动。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit.
可以把百姓的心重新烧起来。
Can burn up the people's heart again.
就叫做感动两位带领者。
First of all, it's touch the leader's heart.
带领者动了，百姓就动了。
When the leaders start to arise, and then the people will follow.
今天如果带领者不动，百姓也很难动。
Today, if the leaders doesn't move, then the people is very hard to move.
所以教会的发展就是看教会的职务会。
So the development of the church, it really depends on the church board members.
还有长执传道。
And also all the deacons and preachers.
他们的心要燃烧起来。
Their heart needs to burn.
所以我说我们回去我们地方教会鼓励你们教会的长执传道，不是传道，那个负责人会啊，哎，明年呢，你们也要去参加 NATS 啊。
So when you go back to your local church, you should encourage your church board members to attend NATS next year.
你们回去鼓励他们。
When you go back, you should encourage them.
你说我退休了，老人我都去啊，你是负责人，为什么你不去？
You can tell them, if you, I'm retired, I still go to the NATS, you should also go.
我们年轻人也有去啊，为什么我负责人也没去？
Even the youths also went. How come the church board member doesn't go?
我们去啊，我们在那边被感动啊。
When we go, we are all touched.
被感动完回来才有行动啊。
Only when you are touched and when you go back, you will have actions.
所以有时候我们的心呢，就已经失去那份当初的感动。
Because sometimes our heart lost our initial movement.
没有感动啊，做事情没有力量。
Because if we don't have movement in our heart, we won't have strength to carry out the action.
先知的话呢，是针对所罗巴伯跟约书亚的。
So the word of the prophet is towards Zerubbabel and Joshua.
最需要听的就是他们。
They are the ones that need to listen the most.
他们听了，百姓就会动。
Because when they listen, the people will start to move.
教会的复兴就是职务会、圣工人员、重要教会教员的复兴。
The prosperity of church is really depends on the revival of the faith of the church board members and preachers.
先知的话也很重要。
So here also tells us the words of the prophet are very important.
因为神有与这两位先知同在。
Because God was with these two prophets.
所以他们讲的话虽然很短，但是很有力。
Even though the words that said by them are very short, but it's very powerful.
一针见血。
It's right to the point.
所以呢，百姓一听了，神的灵感动，就起来了。
So when people heard it, they were touched and they start to work.
今天如果教会的讲台软弱
，Today if the speaker on the pulpit are very weak.
我们的讲道软哦，没有力量的话
，And the words that been preached on the pulpit, it's not powerful.
教会是一定软弱的。
The church will for sure be weak.
因为神的灵，神的道，才能把感动人。
Because only the word of God can touch people.
人靠人在下面开什么会啊，做什么筹划，那个是次要的。
While the planning and carry out by people, it's only secondary.
就讲是个动力。
What's most important is the motive.
就是讲台。
The motivation, it's from the pulpit.
领会的人呢，真的要很靠神，然后很深入的祷告，很好的准备。
That's why the sermon speakers they really pray hard and ask God for His guidance.
被圣灵带领，被圣灵感动。
That they should strive to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
有一次，一位年轻的传道请教一位老传道。
There was once this young preacher asking the more senior preacher.
他说怎么带领教会
？He asked the senior preacher, "How should I lead the church?"
这位老传道跟他讲。
Then the senior preacher told him.
每个礼拜六安息日那两场讲道。
It's really about the two sermons that you give out during the Sabbath day.
很重要。
They are very important.
弟兄姐妹要来吃灵粮。
Because the brothers and sisters they came to partake in the spiritual food.
我们一定要努力的去准备。
We must strive to prepare well.
一定要强而有力的讲道。
We must speak with power.
信徒的心才会被感动起来。
Only then, the heart of the brothers and sisters can stir up.
好了，他们心被感动了，开始动手了。
Now, when they are moved, they start to work.
第五节
，verse five.
第四节他们也很勇敢。
And verse four, it also says they are very brave.
因为敌人就来了。
And then the enemy came.
他们就问了，谁给你们做这个事呢
？And they ask, who allow you to do such thing?
第四节。
And verse four,
我们便告诉他们建造这殿人的叫什么名字。
We told them the names of the men who were constructing this building.
你看，以前很害怕，别人一下来恐吓，他们就停工了。
So previously, they were very scared. They stopped work when the enemy came.
有王的指令下来，他们就停工了。
When the order came from the king, they stopped the work.
现在王没有这样子让他们做。
Now the king haven't given them another command to start work.
他们就赶起来做了，他不等什么王的命令了。
However, they start already before the king give another command.
为什么？
Why?
他们里面已经有神的灵在燃烧。
Because on inside their heart, God's spirit already moving them.
不怕困难。
They are not afraid of the difficulty.
再怎么样，一定要把神的殿盖起来。
No matter what, they have to build up this temple.
然后第五节，神的眼目也看顾了。
And then verse 5, it says, the eye of their God was upon them.
所以那个总督呢，没有马上强迫他们停工。
That's why the governors didn't stop them their work right away.
这里特别强调神的眼目。
Here, the emphasis on the eye of God.
我觉得这一段真的很好，讲到三样事情。
And I feel this passage is really wonderful. It mentions three things.
第一，先知的口。
First is the mouth of the prophet.
第二，百姓的手。
Second is the hand of the people.
第三，神的眼目。
The third, the eye of God.
这三样事情加在一起。
These three things go together.
这样停了很久的圣工了，再次的推动了。
So the work which has been stopped for a long time started again.
那我们今天也是从这边可以学习。
So we can all learn from here.
一定要从神领受信息。
That we must receive faith from God.
众人要拿出信心来，用手来做事。
That people they must take out their faith, use their hand to do the work.
在做事情的时候，要求神的眼目看顾。
And whatever they do, they have to ask the eye of God to look after them.
然后这个接下来第六节。
And continue, verse six.
那些敌人呢，就上告了，就控告他们了，继续控告他们了。
And the enemies continue to accuse them.
那个同党啊，那些他们的同党啊，同总督啊，这就要写信给大力物王了。
So the governor they wrote letter to the king of Persia.
这个时候又换了一个王了。
At that time, it was another king.
不是亚大谢西。
It no longer
Artaxerxes. 现在是大力物了，另外一个人。
Now it's another king, Darius.
那个奏本送到上去，他也不晓得到底是怎么回事啊。
So when the letter sent up, the king didn't know what happened.
因为现在省长说，他们说是神叫他们去盖这个圣殿。
Because right now, governor told the king that it's their God asking them to rebuild the temple.
他们又说呢，按照他们的说法呢，在古列元年的时候呢，他们得到批准盖这个圣殿。
And then according to they're saying that during the time of Darius, the king allowed them to rebuild the temple.
现在已经过了十几年了。
Now a decade passed.
王也换了两个了。
Now the king has changed twice.
那到底有没有这个文献的记载呢？
Is there any documents there?
啊，那还好，这个大力布王啊，他是比较有智慧。
So luckily this King Darius he has wisdom.
他也接受这个建议。
He listened to the advice.
啊，就去找找看，看看这个文件库里面呢、啊、有没有什么文件。
He tried to search see if there are any documents left behind.
来讲以前有关于给他们重建圣殿的。
If any recordings regarding the king, the previous king allowing them to go back to rebuild the temple. Let's look read chapter 6 verse 1.
于是大力布王降旨要巡查典籍库内，就是把巴比伦藏宝物之处。
Then King Darius issued a decree, and a search was made in the archives, which in the treasures were stored in the Babylon.
在马代省亚玛他城的宫内呢。寻得一卷，其中记载说
，And at Ecmatha in the palace that is in the province of Media, a scroll was found.
哇，这也说啊，哇，他们真的去找了，结果真的在马代省其中一个藏宝的地方就找到了。
So here says they really go and try to search for, search for it, and they found it.
哇，这个一找到不得了。
And when they found, it was amazing.
原来古列王真的有这样下旨啊。
Because King Cyrus, he really did issue the decree before.
还特别的要交代啊，不但只是给他们回去啊，还有他们不够钱，我们要资助他们。
And not just allowing them to go back to rebuild the temple, also asking other people to, if they don't have enough money, we have to supply them.
要从政府的那个国库里面啊支持他们。
They have to supply them from the government bank.
所以王就马上下令了。
So the king gave a decree.
任何人不可以阻止他们。
That nobody should stop them.
还有了第八节。
And also verse 8.
我要降旨吩咐你们向犹太人的长老为建造神的殿当怎么行，就是从河西的款项中急速拨款供应做他们经费，免得耽延工程。
Now moreover, I issued a decree as to what you shall do for the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God. Let the cost be paid at the king's expense from taxes on the region beyond the river.
哇，这个是很大的神迹。
This is a great miracle.
本来好像都不已经被卡住了，往前也不行，往后也不行了，动不了了。
Initially, it seems everything was stuck. They couldn't move forward.
啊，到现在神马上可以在很短时间之内呢，完全改变整个情况。
But in this very short period of time, God changed everything.
我们这个中文字很有意思啊。
This Chinese character is very interesting.
阻挡的阻是这样写的。
So that's how. Opposing in Chinese.
帮助的助，音都是差不多。
And another character means help.
阻挡变成帮助。
To stop, change from stop to help.
其实差一点点而已。
It was only a little bit of difference.
当时的百姓遇到最大的阻力，这个最大的阻力外在是政府来的，里面呢是自己懒惰。
So at that time, people faced the two very biggest challenges.The one is from the government, from the outside, another from inside, people's laziness.
但是现在呢，完全改变了。
But now it's totally changed.
当他们的内心开始燃烧的时候
，when their hearts start to burn.
内心对神有信心的时候
，when they start to have faith towards God.
外面的阻力就会变成帮助你的力量。
The opposition from outside become the help towards you.
现在是政府那边有帮助。
Now it's the help come from the government.
不是阻挡你。
They are not trying to stop you.
让那些阻挡你的力量变成帮助你的力量。
God allowed those opposition power to become the power that helps you.
神可以做任何的事情。
God can make any change.
关键是什么？
What's the key?
你对神有没有信心？
The key is whether or not you have faith in God.
你的心对神的爱有没有热起来？
Do we have this love towards God?
你对神的使命明不明白？
Do we understand the mission, our own mission of God?
你自己内部先改变了。
We have to change our inside first.
外面的神就帮你排解。
Then the problem that's outside, God will help us.
我们常常看问题啊，都是看外面的问题。
Sometimes when we look at a problem, we only look at a problem that's outside.
比如说盖会堂来说。
For example, let's say when we build, try to build a church.
政府的法规啦。
The law of the government.
很难找到一个适合的会堂啦。
We can't find a place that's suitable for church.
或者是人那么少，以后怎么供款啦？
Or we only have so few people, how are we going to continue to support the loan?
好像外在的问题很大。
It seems that lots of outside problems.
其实外面的问题一点都不是问题。
But in actual fact, those are never the problem.
问题是里面的弟兄姐妹，里面的我们有没有真正的决心跟信心？
The real question is whether or not the people inside we really have our own determination inside.
我在读哈该书的时候啊。
When I read the book of Haggai,
讲到那个钱从哪里来的问题啊。
When it talk about where the money comes from.
我以前很不是很看得懂。
Before I didn't really understand.
哈该书的第二章。
Book of Haggai chapter 2.
啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，第七节，二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
神说你们盖圣殿了，钱不够啊，你不用担心了。
God told people that when you don't have enough money to build temple, don't worry about this.
我必震动万国的珍宝都必运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。
I will shake all nations, they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts.
以当时的历史性来说，他们真的是缺钱，因为是穷人要盖圣殿，没有什么钱。
Well, at that time, in that point of history, they really lack of money, they can't build a temple.
他们在耶路撒冷已经过了十五六年了，其实生活啊有饭吃，但是没有存到什么钱，因为神没有祝福。
Even though in Jerusalem they've been living there for about 15 years, however they don't have any savings because God didn't bless them.
要开那么圣殿，那钱从哪里来呢？
So to build this temple, where does the money is going to come from?
你不用担心钱。
God told them not to worry about money.
我要震动列国。
That I will shake all nations.
列国的钱就进来了。
And the money will come.
所以神说盖圣殿最不用担心的就是钱。
So God told them.You should never worry about money when it comes to building a temple.
我以前读这个啊，是不是象征性的，或者是到底怎么震动万国钱的
嘛 ？So before when I read this, I was wondering, maybe it's just symbolic. What does it really mean?
我读以斯拉记，把它合起来，我就懂了。
But when I combine it with Book of Ezra, I understand.
神震一下大力乌王的头脑。
When God shaken the head of the king Darius,
震动一下那个放那个文献的那个地方，突然间那一卷可能就掉出来了。找到那一卷了。
When God shake, the archives, the document come out.
他可能找不到啊。
There are so many scrolls there.
好了，找到那一卷之后呢，王一看说：“哎呀，哇，一定要把这个圣殿盖起来啊！”所以他们还可以拆开帮我祷告啊。
So when God shake them, they shake them so that they are able to find a scroll. And when the king read it, king gave.Command so as to allow them to build a temple.
然后呢，王就说了，从银库、从国库的钱给他们盖。
And king even allowed them to use the taxes that they collected to help them build a temple.
王库的钱就是万国的珍宝嘛。
And the tax, the money from the government is the treasure of all nations.
本来没有的，结果一夜之间，钱就完全不是问题。
Initially they didn't have anything, but all this overnight they have everything.
让我们可以看到神的伟大。
Here we see how great our God is.
所以神一切都在安排。
So everything God has His own arrangement.
神在等待我们。
At the same time, God He is waiting for us.
那个热心有没有重新燃起来
？That have we geo up for Him again?
信心有没有重新建立起来
？Have we rebuilt our faith?
神还那个王还。还下圣旨啊！谁阻挡他们，我就要对付谁。
And the king also give a command that saying if anybody oppose them, I will oppose you.
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
啊，犹大长老因先知哈该和伊多孙子撒加利亚所说的劝勉的话，叫建造这殿，凡事亨通。他们遵着以色列神的命令和波斯王古列、大力乌、亚达西斯的旨意建造完毕。
14. So the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophecy of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of God of Israel and according to the command of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia.
15.
Verse 15.
大力乌王第六年亚大月初三，这殿就修成了。
Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius.
盖好是大概是516年。
So the time that the church was rebuilt, finished rebuilding, temple was rebuilt was about 516. Because 520 is the second year of King Darius. By the time they complete the temple, it's the sixth year. So in between, they use about 4 years.
That
they spent 4 years to complete rebuilding the temple.
这一段就是从第一章第六章就是讲这个重建圣殿的工作。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 6, it records the work of rebuilding the temple.
从这样我们可以思考到什么呢？
So what can we learn from all this?
圣殿要重建呢，一开始不容易。
To rebuild the temple in the beginning, it's not easy.
但是会遇到很多的阻挡。
You will face many oppositions.
也会停了很久啊。
You may even stop for a long time.
这一段停了16年呢，是最信仰上最低潮的时候。
So they stop for 16 years. It's the time they have the low, they are at the lowest point of their faith.
但是这一段时间要赶快的过去。
However, this period of time must pass quickly.
那真的要重建起来了，很快，差不多3年半就盖起来了。
And later on, they only spent about three years and a half to finish completing the church, the temple.
以色列百姓或者我们花了很多时间在软弱上面。
However, we or Israelites or we spend lots of time in our weaknesses.
今天我们想想我们的自己。
Today, when we think about ourselves,
我们现在每一个人个人的信仰。
When we think about our own faith,
你是在一开始很热心的地方。
Are we in the stage where we very generous?
通常刚信主的时候，就是很火热，要回去重建圣殿。
Most of time when we just first came in believing Jesus, Lord Jesus, we are very generous for Lord Jesus.
还是我们已经灰心了，已经不冷不热很久了。
Or are we at a second stage where we lose our heart, we are lukewarm?
如果是的话，我们要赶快求神的话感动我们。
If we are on the second stage, then we should ask the Lord to move us again. We should quickly rise up to rebuild the temple. And we go back from NATS, we should rebuild our temple. Rebuild our habit of reading Bible. Rebuild our habit of praying at home. Rebuild the family altar.
好，以我们地方的教会，每一个地方教会来说。
Also, for all the local churches,
我们一开始发展可能还不错。
Maybe in the beginning we have a good progress in the holy work.
地方教会啊，你会发觉有一段时间发展之后呢，就有一段很长的那种沉寂的，好像过了十几年都没有怎么发展。
And then after a period of time, we realize a church will stop growing for a long period of time.
是有一些变化了，比如说老人家头发白了一点。
Yeah, maybe there are some changes, like
小孩子也多生了几个。
Maybe some changes that there are more white hair members.
但是有时候我们想想。
Or more babies in the church.
难道就是这样子而已吗？
But sometimes when you think about it, is that the only changes you are going to see?
这是神的旨意吗？
Isn't this really the word of God?
在这个城市20年之前，只有一间真耶稣教会。
And in this city 20 years ago, there was only one true church. And then 20 years after, it's still the same one old church. And 20 years ago, it was these people.
20年后,同样这些人,再加一些小孩,几个留学生。
And 20 years later, maybe it's the same people with maybe additional few more babies and international students.
20年前,这个会堂很小,我们人也很少。
And 20 years ago, the chapel was small and we have few people.
20年后,我们还是用那么小的会堂。
And 20 years later, we're still using the same small church.
神在等待我们。
God is waiting for us.
我们要赶快要发起热心。
We must quickly stir up our hearts.
所以有一段很长的这种沉寂的时间。
So there's a period of not growing time.
因为我们正教会整个发展来说也是一样。
So look at the whole TJC, how we develop, it's the same.
正教会后年就是100岁。
In the year after next year, it's our 100th year.
到时候会世界各地正教会总会啊，都会有很多纪念的活动。
We will have many activities that will celebrate this event.
我们邓教会早期啊，是发展非常快。
In our early church developed very quickly.
从1917年开始看早期的文献，用了没有二三十年就把整个中国差不多都传遍了。
In the early church, it only take up us about 20 or 30 years to spread the gospel throughout China.
然后很短的时间，三四十年代传遍了东南亚。
And then about another 20, 30 years, the gospel spread to all the South Asia.
都在高速的增长。
And the membership grew speedily.
那时候社会比较穷。
At that time, the society overall they were poor.
人呢，没有什么物质的享受。
That people they didn't have much enjoyment in life.
大家要努力传福音。
Everybody and they strive hard to preach the gospel.
现在呢
？But now,
信徒的水准在世界各地大部分都已经有天花板的房屋。
And all the members they have paneled house.
啊，大部分都有很多车子的。
They have a lot of cars.
啊，有钱可以去 vacation 了。
They have money to go for vacations.
啊，但是我们的全世界的圣工。
However, the holy work in the whole world.
真正有在高速发展、人数增多的地方，除了中国大陆跟非洲了，其他我们还在守护住原来的人数。
The only region that's really developing is in China and in Africa. The rest of the world are still remain the same.
我们还是在其他地方遇到很大的阻力。
And we in some places we also encountered oppositions.
包括我们移民地区的。
Including the immigrant places.
我们可能说外在的因素有很多的这个影响。
Maybe there are lots of outside factors.
在移民国家传福音很不容易。
Because it's not easy to preach in an immigrant country.
但是我们想想，有时候其他华人教会在这边也传福音，也很努力，也发展得很快。
But if we look at other Chinese Christian church, they preach, they develop very quickly.
我们有真理，有圣灵，不应该输他们。
And that we have the truth and Holy Spirit, we shouldn't lose to them.
应该发展更好。
We should develop better.
问题是什么？
But what's the problem?
我们的软弱。
The problem lies in our weakness.
以斯拉基尔，我们要求主耶稣帮助我们，热心要赶快重新燃起来。
So when we read the book of Ezra, we should ask God to stir up our heart to be generous once again.
神的时候已经到了。
Because God's time is already here.
今年2015要快结束了，已经十月中了。
That this year 2015 already almost come to an end.
主耶稣要来之前又少一年了。
That it's 1 year shorter before the Lord Jesus comes.
世界越来越乱。
And the world is getting more and more chaotic.
主耶稣快来。
Lord Jesus is coming is soon.
赶快进入最后的阶段，把这个圣殿赶快盖起来。
So we should really go to enter into the last stage to build up this temple.
把自己准备好。
To prepare ourselves.
教会准备好。
To prepare our church.
迎接主耶稣的再来。
And to welcome the coming of Lord Jesus.
重新祷告。
Let's all pray silence.